Okay. Let's take a look at the Ron. Right, the Ron on the Mishnah. Right, so the Ron says it's mashma from the Gemara that you don't, it's mashma from the Mishnah that you don't change anything. It's the regular brachos. Avos, the gurus, the kedushas Hashem. It's mashma that they're the regular ones. Good. V'achshav nagu.
V'achshav nagu lomar, v'berachas avos zacharino, gurus mitalova, v'kedushas Hashem.
Okay, but now we're no way to do what? In Avos, we say Zachreinu. In Gruos, we say Michamocha. And in Ketush Hashem, we have Ubuchain. This is talking about on Rosh Hashanah. Ubahodah, Chsov Lechayim, Vesim Shalom, Sefer Chayim. Right? Okay, good. Yeah. So, the Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Gaya says that what? That even though the Gemara says you can't ask for your needs in the first three or the last three, they were no way like this because Tzarchi Rav. How does that help? Tzarchi Rav? Good.
Adkan.
Yeah. So he says, they used to say on Purim also in Chanukah, in the Al Nisim, they would have a bakasha. Right, and in Avoda, every day you say Ritze, Bam Chay Yisrael, Ksul Sam Shei. Right, so what's he saying? In other words, you have Tzarki Rabbim, you do have Tzarki Rabbim. V'chein Nagu Dorosh Hashanah, Adkan. Go ahead, Ramban Zal,
Matzos,
Smach. Yeah. Ramban the Smach has a support from Masechet Sofrim because it says that just like the Chasima of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is different than the other days, so too the Tefillah is different. Right? The Ein Omrim Zachreinu Begil Mishan Zim Achronos Ela Vishnei Yom Shav Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. We only do it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And even Va'af Be'elu B'Kushi Yitiru. And even on those, it's all Masechet Sofrim. It was with difficulty that they were matir. Yeah. That's a good smach. Okay. So, but not everybody was in favor of this practice. Right? You saw in the Gos Hananios, right? Some of the Gaonim were very against it. Because of the problem of the Gemara says you're not allowed to ask for your needs in the first three of the last three brachos. Okay, so let's try to see if we can understand what the machlokus in the Gaonim is, right? Between the ones who said it's asur, the one who says it's mutter, and also what is the idea of bekushi itiru? What's the idea of bekushi itiru? Right? Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So you have the Okay, so let's start with the primary sources then. Okay. Yeah. So what's the which Gemara brachos you took? There are two Gemaras and brachos, right? Lamed Beis and Lamed Daled. Yeah, what does the Gemara in Lamed Beis say? Yeah, so the Gemara in Lamed Beis is telling you what? The proper order. What's the proper order? The proper order for tefillah is what? First you should be Meshabeach, and then ask your needs. Correct? Learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. And what's the Gemara in Lamed Daled saying? What's the Gemara in Lamed Daled saying? Seems like a repetition a little bit, right? What's more Lamed Daled say? It says you shouldn't ask for your tzar, for your needs in the first three or the last three, right? Rather in the middle. What does the Gemara say? Yeah, the Gemara. Right, so the first three, Rabbi Chanina says that what? The first three is like an Eved who's Mesadish Shvachol Lifnei Rabbah. Okay, and what? And the last three? And the middle brachos is like an Eved who's asking for something from his Rav. Right? Good. And the last three are like the Eved who received something from the Rav. And he's what? And he praised him for it. What? Did he say he praised him for it? The Hodlo? Just Vinifta. Huh? Vinifta V'Holiflo. Yeah. So what's the difference between the Gemara though and Lama Beis and Lama Daud? I mean, why in the Gemara quote the Gemara and Lama, why in the Gemara quote Rabbi Simloy? Right, what does Simloy, what does Rabbi Simloy say? The old The Olam Yisad Adam Shvacho Shavakor Shvachu V'Acher Chismalo. Right? You learn that from Moshe. You learn that from Moshe. Right? And also the Gemara and Lamed Dalet, what is it really saying? It's not really... What's the difference between the Gemara and Lamed Beis and Lamed Dalet? Just if you would analyze it. I think Josh is saying... I think you're on the right track here. Yeah?
One on the previous one, it seems to be like... How to, what's the prerequisite to Bakasha? Whereas...
So, I mean, the problem you have to keep in mind is this. What's the problem you have to keep in mind is that the Gaonim, I mean, it's the overwhelming majority of Shitas hold that you're allowed to make the insertions of Zecharei L'Chaim, all those insertions for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? So... How do they get out of the problem of Al Yishal Adam Sorkim? Why is Sorkei Rabim any different? Why is Sorkei Rabim any different? It's still a tzarech, right? It's still a tzarech. So how do you understand that Gemara to be only Sorkei Yochid, right? I mean, every tzarech is whether it's Sorkei Rabim, Sorkei Yochid. It's the Gemara is saying that you have to have Shevach first. You have to have Shevach before Bakasha. Okay, so the Ram says that what the Ram holds that Tefillah is a Daraisa, right? And what's the mitzvah of Avoda, right? As you have in the Koseres. Lava is Hashem, but Tefillah b'choyom. Okay, go ahead. So now he says in Beis, how do you do this? How do you do this, right? Magid Shivcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right?
V'achar Kach
Shol Tzarkav. Okay. Okay, so that's the normal. That's what we. That's the commonly understood idea, right? Of the orders: Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda, right? Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda.
Is it a general
Hoda? Okay, so what is the idea? What is the idea of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda? What's the idea of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda? Why is that the proper order? Why is that the proper order? What's the idea of the order of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda? What do you say here? What does he say? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? He says the first three is like an Eved who's Mesadar Shvachol of Meirabo. Right? The second one is what? Like Shaul Tzarkov. And the third one is Hodah. But the thing is, these are all really one mitzvah. Right? It's really one mitzvah. It's not like you have a chi of Shevach. It's not like a Birkas Shevach. You have a chi of to give a Shevach. Right? What is really the mitzvah here? The mitzvah is Avodah. Correct? It's really one mitzvah of Avodah. It's not... It's not that you want to ask for something, and you have to have a preamble of it's not polite to ask before you give a shadach, right? I mean, it's all part of the mitzvah, correct? In other words, they all partake of one idea of amida lifnei Hashem. How so? In other words, apparently there are three elements of being before Hashem, right? There are three elements. There's a question of the Seder, but there are three elements. Okay, for a person to be Omed Lifnei Hashem, you need that experience is complete. When three elements are expressed, one is what? One is shevach, right? What is shevach? What is shevach? What's the main idea of shevach? Those are right. Those are the ideas about God, right? About Shevach is really like on an objective plane, right? So the malachim a mashabeach, right? Bringing to what does it mean to be omid lifnei Hashem? I mean, that's part of being omid lifnei Hashem. You have to understand the ideas about God. That's what makes you before God. Right, you have to bring to reality. You have to make it true to you. Make it. You have to have an awareness of Akash Baruch Hu. That's one element of Amida, right? But it would be incomplete. It would be incomplete without bakasha. Okay, why? Bakasha apparently is also a second element of avoda. In other words, you have to understand, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah of avoda. That's the mitzvah, right? It's not like the other Rishonim learn eis tzara, where we need something, so then we have to be mavakesh. But it's part of it's the mitzvah of avodah itself, right? The mitzvah of avodah itself requires, first of all, shevach, right? Because those bring a person bring the reality of God to the person. That's part of dalaf neimiyat ha'omid, right? But also apparently, without the being before God demands also brings out the idea of bakasha, right? In other words, it would be like if a person had access to a powerful individual, right? He wouldn't ask him for a favor. That's part of the experience. It's part of the reality of being before the Borei Olam, right? That this is the source of your needs, right? So it's part, the bakasha is also part of the avoda, right? And then that's part of the avoda. Part of the avoda is recognizing that God is the source of your needs. So if you would just to be Meshabeach and not to be Shaul Tzarkov, you wouldn't be expressing that element.
I don't understand the
word. What?
I don't understand the word.
Yes. So no, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not like a chiyuv of shevach or bakasha or hoda. It's a complete idea of being omed lifnei Hashem. There's there are three elements of Amidah Lefnei Hashem. And now you have a question of being Masad to them. So that's why you can have an idea of a question of what's the Seder. You have a question of what's the Seder because all of these three have to exist. Right? You understand? Seder is when you have three things already, you need to know their order. So the Gemara is giving you the proper order for things. That's really Lama Beis, I think. But it's not like it's telling you don't jump to. It's not like it's telling you if you need to ask a favor, make sure you butter up the guy you're asking the favor from first. It's not like how to ask a favor. You understand? There are three components to the reality of Amidah Lefnei Hashem. One is taking stock of who you're before, right? In terms of an objective, understanding who you're before. But apparently also bakasha is an element. Bakasha is part of the reality that God is the source, that's the Chesed Hashem that grants you your needs, right? And that's part of the experience of Amidah, to relying on God and being Shaul Tzarkov. And then to appreciate the things that you already have. In other words, the experience of being before God has three elements to it. You understand? It's one mitzvah of avodah. Yeah. Correct. Correct. That's what I mean. If you don't ask the bakasha, then it's like you don't really believe that God has the power to do doesn't have the ability to fulfill your desires, to fulfill your request. Right? It's a sign of power. You only ask a powerful person for a favor. If you go to the president, that's why everybody wants access to the president. Ask him for special favors. So if you would go and you wouldn't ask him, you'd say, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You don't think I can do this? So it's part of, so tefillah is part of the recognition of being before Hashem is to bring to mind and to bring to your reality these ideas, and that's part of the state, to recognize it. Part like BMAC is saying, part of the very recognition is. If you wouldn't have Shaul Tzarkov, that would be like you're saying, an incomplete recognition of the reality of God, right? You wouldn't, if you really were in front of the Borei Olam, you have needs, and you certainly have needs. And if not to ask implies that you don't really understand that he's who's in control of everything. Yeah, you can't do them all at once. We have to go in the order. Yeah. So why is Shevach the best of the first? Why should Shevach be the first? It is a logical progression. Yeah. It is a logical progression because why is it a logical progression? Because that should be the overwhelming impact on the person should be the objective reality that he's before. That should be the initial impact. Right? And then once you have a proper assessment of that, now you move it down into your the next level. Of now that I see whom before, now I understand it's a makom of bakasha as well, right? And why is the hodah at the end?
What is the purpose of hodah?
Okay, what's the difference between Shevach and Hodah? What's the difference between Shevach and Hodah? Shevach is just objective, right? But Hodah is thanks for what you have received. Thanks for a is a to be moda means to recognize and to admit the good that you have received already, not to be a kafoy tov.
Why is that part of the relationship like Shabbat?
Because if a person is a kafoy, if a person is a kafoy tov, that means he doesn't want to believe. He wants to believe that he's the source of his own good. Right.
But he's not.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. If you look at it like a progression, then you have that question. If you look at it like one thing leads to another, then you have that question. But I'm saying it's not that one thing leads to another. I'm saying these are three elements of the recognition of God. You understand? Now they have to follow that when you express them, they should follow a logical order. But man should be affected in three ways by being before God. The experience of Amid Lifnei Hashem should have these three impacts. It's not really like that's sort of like Rabbi Chanin, who is it, Rabbi Yehuda? He's not talking about a progression over there. He's not talking about you misada the shevach in order that you can ask for something and then you give thanks on the thing you just received. That's not what that Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is just taking each piece and defining it.
What did I do to that then?
Which one?
About in order to receive have the proper bakasha, you have to first have shevach.
No, that's the thing. Yeah. But you understand, that's the Hodah. So you have the three elements. You have the three elements. They're really three elements of recognizing that God's existence is far and above everything else. And you are dependent on it in the future and in the past. You understand? So the Shevach is the recognition of who you're before. The bakasha is a recognition of that you need it continuously going forward, and the hodah is in terms of what you have already. That you're not your own creature. You're not your own self-made man. Okay, and the order apparently is derived from Moshe. That we do the order that Moshe did. But when the Gemara says Al Yishal Adam Tsarkov, Lo Begimel Rishonos, Lo Begimel Achronos, that's a different inyan. In other words, I think that that's a different question. That's not a question of how to ask your requests. That's a question of which section of Amida do bakashos fit into. You understand the difference? Yeah. So the question. Let's go back to the original question. How do you add in bakasha, right? In the first three and the last three. So go ahead. What does our Gosh Marino see? He gives a clever answer. What's his answer? Surveying the time, right?
Here's the Menachon. The Haigon.
Rabbeinu Haigon, yeah.
The Menachon was Nagasa Tzarka Yafet. Tzarka Rabbi Mishal Kido Shevach Koreyon Shev Rabbi Mishrika.
That's right. So what's his answer? His answer is how do you have Tzarkei Rabim in the first three brochos? The Gemara says Al Yishal Adam Tzarkov Lo Begim Rishonos Lo Begim Achronos. Right. So what's his answer?
Only
Tzarkei Yochid you can't have, but you can have Tzarkei Rabim. Why? What's the difference? What's his answer? He says because that's a shevach that the Rabim needed. That itself is a shevach. That itself is a shevach. The rabbis need it. Right? So what's this, what's the machlokas over here? What's the machlokas? But the other gaonim who said it's asur to do, because it says you can't be shol tzar of the first three brachos. So meaning it's like is that a good answer? Is that a good answer that it's tzarchei rabim is good because it's a shevach? And how is it a shevach? How is it a shevach? He's saying it's a shevach because he's saying everybody needs you. Everybody needs you. Yeah. But if you say, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Al yishol adam tzarkav begimel rishonos. Why? Because the gimel rishonos adome le'eved shemisad shrocho lefnei rabo. Right. Correct? Yeah. So what type of a shevach is this? This is just like a shevach by implication. That's the problem over here. Right? This is not a sidur shevach. Sidur shevach means you lay out what the shevach is. He's not laying out what the shevach is. It's as lashon of a bakasha. You're just saying, if you reflect upon it, you'll see that this implies a shevach. It's an implied shevach. It's not a seder shevach. Yeah. You see, that's what I want to say. I want to say, in order to answer this question, I think you have to say, how are they learning? Yishal adam tzarka begim rishonos lo begim rishonos lo begim acharonos. In other words, what if you were shoal tzarkov? What's the problem? What's the iser of al yishal adam tzarkov? Lo begim rishonos, lo begim acharonos. Okay. Now, as if you'll say, the memra is strange. The whole memra is strange. Why? The memra is strange because it should have said, like, it should have made recourse to Rabbi Samuel. I mean, in my opinion, it should have said, don't ask your tzarkov and shevach, because first you have to put out the shevach and then the bakasha, right? But it doesn't say that. In truth, it doesn't really say anything about the order of the. It doesn't speak at all about the proper order of tefillah. It really just defines each section. Right? It doesn't say don't ask your requests in the first three brachos. Because you can't ask before you give shevach, right? It says don't ask in the first three or the last three. Why? Why? Tell me why. Why don't ask in the first three or the last three? Because it doesn't belong there. Why doesn't it belong there? Not because it's a definite order. But because there are themes in each bracha, and you can't put something in a place that it's not commensurate. You can't put something in a place where it doesn't fit. You understand? According to this Gemara, it's saying like this. There already is a defined chefza of Shmon Esrei. There's a defined surah of Shmon Esrei. Okay? Now, of course, now it was set up based on a paradigm of Moshe. Right? With the Shevach at the beginning and Bakasha in the middle. Okay? But when you come now to add your own things, see, this is Tzarkov. Al Yishal Adam Tzarkov means to say something above, something in addition to the tzura of avoda. You understand? The Shmon Esrei that we have is a format, is a form. It's a set tzura of avoda. Okay. And avoda has shevach, bakasha, and avoda. Okay. What Rabbi Chanina is talking about, is Rabbi Chanina there in the Lama Dalet? Yeah. What he's talking about, he's saying like this: what if a person has something that's a personal bakasha, a personal need? You understand? Because every day you have a chiyuv of avoda. Chiyuv of avoda requires the tzura of the Shmon Esrei. The tzura of the Shmon Esrei is set up to fulfill the chiyuv of avoda. Okay, it's not because you have a need. Not because you have a need. Right? It's the mitzvah of avoda. Avoda shebelev. Correct? And now the question is, what if you have something extra? Something additional? Where should you put it? Which part of the Yud Ches, which part of avoda should you put it into? You understand? There are two points. One is, Rabbi Simloy, I think it was discussed in the question of when we set up the way we do avoda, what idea do we set it up with? We set it up with an idea of the olam, person should be Misad Shvacho, and then Shaul Tzarkov. So since avoda has an element of shavach and an element of bakasha, we should formulate, the Shmon Esrei should be formulated on that idea. But now when I have something extra, I'm not davening a new Shmon Esrei. I'm inserting something personal into the Shmon Esrei. You understand? So the question is, which place does it fit into? Okay? Where does it fit into? So that's what Rabbi Chanina is saying. He's saying a personal, according to the Gaonim, he's saying, if I would put my personal bakasha into the first three, what would I be violating? Let me ask you that way. What would be the problem if I put my bakasha into the first three? The problem would be that I've entered a foreign element into my form of Shmon Esrei. I have a form of avodo. I have a form of Shmon Esrei, and the problem would be I've entered something into something foreign into the first part. Why? Because the first part is definitively the first part. That's why he's breaking it up, saying the first part is the character of Shevach. The first part is the character of Masada Shvachol Lefnei Yamakom, Lefnei Rabo. That's the character of the first part. Okay. So, and the last part is the character of Hodoa. The middle part has the character of Bakasha. So if you have a personal Bakasha, it most fits with the middle section. That's where it's most, that's where it would be in line with its surroundings. You understand? That's where it would naturally fit in. It's an addition either way. It's still something extra. But this extra would not be foreign to the middle section, right? Because the middle section has the character of Bakasha, and what you're saying has the character of Bakasha. You understand? So the Gaonim are learning it like this. They're saying, it's not a problem per se of asking something, right? Because the Shmona Esrei is really fixed. The Shmona Esrei is fixed. It has the tzura automatically of Shevach, Bakasha, and Oda. Okay? The thing is like this, if you would say a personal Bakasha in the beginning, what would the problem be? The problem would be that it wouldn't resonate with its surroundings. It would be of a different character than the surroundings. It's not a problem of the form of bakasha. You understand? So therefore, they're like this: if you have a bakasha of the rabbim, then it has the character of shevach too. You understand? It has the character of shevach too. That's the only, as long as it has the character of shevach, then it can even be in the first three brachos. See, it seems to me it's a question of how do you learn the Ola of Al Yisad, how do you learn the Gemara of The first three brachos are kimisader shvachol of ne'amakom. Coins of the Gaonim who hold this usher, they hold it means that it has to have a certain, that anything in the first three brachos has to have a certain tzura, has to have a certain matbea, certain form, has to have the form of shevach. So Tzorki Rab does not have the form of shevach. It might have an implication of shevach, but it doesn't have the format of shevach. It's not itself a statement of shevach. You understand? It's not a statement of shevach. So if you hold the first three brachos have to be the action of shevach, it's an activity of shevach. So asking, even if it's Tzorki Rab, is not an activity of shevach. You understand? But if you learn that the idea of the activity of shevach is fixed in the first three brachos, that's your kiyum of the Maisa Shevach. You're not going to be undermining your kiyum of the Maisa Shevach just because you do something else. You understand? But whatever you do has to be, but if you do something else, it can't be foreign. It can't be a foreign topic to the section, to the first three brachos. So even if it's a Maisa Shevach, as long as it has the character of Shevach, it's not inappropriate over here. You understand the distinction I'm trying to make? Because Yachid is... Yes, so what's the difference between Yachid and Rabim?
Huh? It's only a particular.
It's a particular. Right? It has to be of a universal character. In terms of God's relationship to mankind. Not just me. Shevach still has to bring the person out of the personal. That's still part of an underlying idea of Shevach. That it's beyond, it's not about you, essentially. It's about, it still has to be, there's the psul of, apparently they hold that what takes it out of the psul of Bakasha would be that it's a focus on the particular. And does, it has to have an element of a certain universal quality. It's not me in particular. Yeah. Okay. As Rabbi Chanina, the statement of Rabbi Chanina is: where does a personal addition to the set surah of Yud Ches fit in? Maybe you can't add anything. Maybe you have to just dive into the Shemar Asrei. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says maybe you should shol tzarkov after tefillah. Yes, we have tachanunim after tefillah. Maybe say it before the tefillah. Maybe say it in Shema Kolani. That's the more in Avodah Zarah. Has three possibilities. Either you should be shol tzarkov before tefillah, after tefillah, or in Shema Kolani. But the point is that there is a format of the Yud Ches. That is a kiyum of Avodah per se. Okay, and that is a... now the question is, you want to tamper with that. You, no matter where you put something, it's going to be tampering with that the tzura that was defined by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah of the Kiyam of Avoda. So that's what Rabbi Chanina is saying. Listen, if you have to, when you show a tzarkov, so it's an addition. It's an addition to the tzura. So now you have to know in which section of this cheftza would this addition be fit into. You understand? Which section would it fit into? So he's saying that's why he has to define the character of each section. Right? And he says your addition should be in the part that has a similar, that has the same character to the set Yud Ches. Okay, so he's saying that's why he's not talking about order. He's not saying the Gimel Rishonos have to come before the Entzayos. He's not talking about it. He's just defining what they are. He's saying, put it here because this one has this definition, this one has this character, this one has this character, and this one has the character that's most similar to what you're doing. You understand? But it's always a question of which section will accept something new. It's not talking about how you should be a mispalel. You know, it's not talking about like you making up your own little tefillah, your own personal tefillah. When you add something, you're not making your own Shmon Esrei. You're taking the format of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which is a kiyum of avoda that was set with the shevach, bakasha, and odah, and you're making an addition to it. So now you have to know, now he's Rabbi Chanina is just defining the parts. He's not defining the order of how you should be, of how you should request something. Because then he should say, don't ask in the first three, because you have to have shevach before you have a request. He doesn't say that. He just says, don't ask in the first three, because this is their character. Don't ask in the last three, because that's their character. Ask in the middle, because this is their character. You understand? He's not talking at all about an order of operation. He's just simply asking which section has the most similarity to what your addition is. Okay? But now the question in the Gaonim is when he's defining the Gimel Rishonos, and he says its character is Ke'eved HaMesadeh Shvachol Lefnei Rabo, is he saying that the Gimel Rishonos have to have the character of describing Shevach? You know, since they have is he saying that the first three, it's inappropriate to add something into the first three because the first three are a Maisa Shevach? You understand? They are Divrei Shevach. You understand? If they're Divrei Shevach, then Tzarkei Rabim is not Divrei Shevach. It's not Divrei Shevach. You understand? So if you're going to define Misader Shvacho Lifnei Rabo as the first three have the character of a person of the activity of Shevach, then those go on the hold. It's usher to add anything into the first two brachos. And Tzarkei Rabim, Tzarkei Yechad, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You understand? But if you hold that the first three, he's just saying that the format of the first three simply has the character of Shevach. So then, as long as your insertion also has the character of Shevach, it's admissible. So if Bakasha of Rabin, it's not that is he saying because in the first three you have to simply be involved in being a Mishabeach? Or is he saying no, the first three, he's just like he's talking about is he giving you the mice of the first three, or is he giving you the character of the first three? He's giving you the mice of the first three, then there's no difference between Rab and Yochid. If he says the first three have a certain action, certain activity. But if he's just saying the first three are a character, then you can say, okay, Tzarkei Yochid doesn't have that character because it's small minded, it's personal. It's very local. But to say everybody needs you today, it's Yom HaDin, and we all are in a state of shock over this universal need of life, that's a Shevach. That Bakasha would not be foreign to this section. That Bakasha could fit in. It wouldn't be so sere the character of the first three, because it itself has a character of Shemach. See, that's what he's saying is Bekushi Hitiru. Even though they were Matir, it was only Bekushi Hitiru. Why is it Bekushi Hitiru? What's the logic of Bekushi Hitiru? Either it's Mutter or it's Asur. It's Mutter, it's Asur, it's Asur. Means to say, Bikushi Yitiru means really Maker Adin, it's Mutter. But it's only Mutter with the recognition that the Matir is because it's a Shevach. A person would, if they would just be Matir it easily, it would cause people to make a mistake. The only Matir they had was the Yom Adin itself. The Yom Adin, on this day, Since you see the chasima is different, right? And you know that there's a kedusha sayom of din and being in life and death in the balance. Then there's an awareness that that it's only because of that. It's not simply a place for shvach for bakasha.
It's just the awareness that things are different today.
Yeah. The Kushi Yitira means they only allowed, they could only be matirit in a way that it would be, that it wouldn't be misunderstood. Right? So only in the context of these yomim could they allow it.